Or any special name for it when you let it dry? The squash?
No, simmer. You simmer it and you're cooking it.
Mm-hmm. What about large round thing that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
That's pumpkin.
Okay. And small umbrella shaped thing that grows in damp places.
Mushroom.
Okay. Any other names for those?
I don't think so. I don't know much about a mushroom. Mm-hmm. People around here hunt them and eat them. But I'm scared of them. I'm afraid some of them are poison.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the toadstool or frog venture?
Well, yes, I've heard of that's also a form of a mushroom.
What did you call that?
But I don't know which it is. Toadstools, I think, though.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up on a stem about this high.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be a toadstool, I'm not sure.
Are they bigger than just an ordinary mushroom?
Yes, most mushrooms are about like that, you know.
About an inch or so?
Uh-huh, that you eat.
What different kinds of melons do people have around here?
They have watermelon, marshmallow, and the cantaloupe, and the icebox melon.
What's the icebox melon?
It looks something like a cantaloupe. But just, you know, you never can tell when it's ripe. We can't. We just don't fool with them on that account. But some people can. And it's green on the inside. It's just a beautiful light green.
What color is it on the outside?
It's like a cantaloupe. Mixed lovely frozen melon balls.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. In with the red melon. We saw that at a wedding. They had the green icebox melon balls and then the watermelon balls.
Mm-hmm.
And the cantaloupe balls. And they were beautiful together.
What's the difference between a cantaloupe and mushroom?
Well, a mushroom grows long,
mm-hmm.
and a cantaloupe grows round.
Mm-hmm. And what different kinds of watermelons are there?
Oh, there's a lot of different kinds. There's a Congo, and there's a gray, and there's a, I don't know, Dixie Queen, and everything.
And say if a man had a real bad sore throat, he'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. And the things that people smoke are
cigarette
and
chew,
or the long things,
pack,
or long brown things,
cigars.
Okay. And say someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel
you don't want to feel obligated to them?
Okay. And someone asks you if you're able to do a certain job, you say, sure, I do it. Sure, I can. Huh?
Sure, I can.
Okay. And, or if you're not able to, you say, well, I'd like to, but I just
can't.
And say if there was a real bad wreck, you'd say, there was no need to call the doctor because the victim was
dead.
Would you ever say done dead? Or?
No. But I heard it.
How would people say that?